Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Poverty, crime and limited opportunities can often characterize township life. Add a rare heart condition, two open heart surgeries and being orphaned at the age of 13. And you have yourself one seriously harsh reality. This morning we chat to 21-year-old Sivose Thundubela, who through remarkable resilience fought against the odds and penned an aptly named biography called Miracle Girl. Vovo, good morning and thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm so honored.
Morning.
Listen, you may not know this, but I'm also from the same township you're from in Inyubrayiti. So, singabakhaya ndombi.
Yeah, I remember Miss Little. Oh, yes.
Listen, you've been through a really tough time, my darling. Where did you find the strength to push through all the hardship? And did you have a support system at all?
Okay, ma'am. First of all, I believed in myself, but I'm certain that it has an effect on me. It certainly changed the course of my life being at the hospital. And remember, I was at the hospital for 9 months, so it was not easy at all. But my life became very, very, very better after that. And, oh, yes, I had a full support from my family and friends, and I was amazed of the love and support I received from the complete strangers, and I'll always be grateful for that. I'll always be.
Vovo, your biography started as a journal in which you were writing about your feelings, and it certainly is very inspiring. Was it an easy process to get it published?
Well, as you said, it all started as a diary. It all started when my doctor, Dr. Bosa, bought me a diary because she saw that I was very, very bored at the hospital. Because being at the hospital for 9 months is so difficult, especially for a teenager. So Dr. Bosa bought me a diary and I started writing all the life experiences. And the book was written, a friend of mine, Dr. Sandra Shell, she's from Cape Town. She's also an author. She's a very well-known author. She told my story to a publisher, and they both agreed that my story should be written. But that publisher couldn't keep up with that because they had financial difficulties. But Penn Macmillan stepped in and made it all possible. And everyone felt that my story should be written and that my story should be told to the whole world because it's so very, very important. And that I could speak for township children who couldn't shout out for themselves because many township voices are not heard. So my story covered all of that.
You mentioned that you were in hospital. Why were you in hospital, Vovo?
I was at the hospital because I had a very rare heart condition, which is called the left ventricle non-convection and a submitral aneurysm. It is a very, very dangerous disease.
Well, I'm glad that you've made a strong recovery. What are you currently busy with right now, and can we expect another book in the future, or do you have other plans? What is next for the life of Vovo?
Well, this year I was planning on donating sanitary towels to many schools that has girls in need of sanitary towels because there are many girls who are struggling of getting sanitary towels because they're quite expensive. So my wish is to collect and ask for more donations to donate sanitary towels to many children. And I wish that my plan could work out, and I've got a team that will help me with that. I also spoke to my nurses and doctors about that. But we have to plan more further. But it is so difficult to plan anything else now because of this pandemic. But I'm looking forward to that. And yes, I'm looking forward on writing another book because I've had many people telling me that they want more stories. They want to hear more stories and read more stories so that they could get motivated. And so, yes, my aim is to write another book. But probably maybe after my first year, because I want to focus this year on my first year.
Oh, we're looking forward to that, Vovo. And, you know, I really love that you are taking time to give back just with regards to that. I know that you may want to give a message of support or motivation to, you know, some youngsters who might also be going through some hardships at this time.
Oh, yes. My message to people is that people should have positive thoughts. Plan your life for when you get out of the hospital, when you get admitted one day. Dream so hard, it feels so real. Keep busy, play chess, play puzzles, play any games, just to keep yourself motivated. Include family and friends in your care. Don't push everyone away because you might regret it. Ask questions. Don't let the nurses and doctors treat you like a child. My doctors were honest with me. Some of them told me that I was unlikely to live, but I used that to make more determined to prove that they were wrong. Don't give in to bad thoughts. It's so much easier to give in and not fight. If you're going to die, die hard as a fighter with dignity. And we don't know how strong we are until being strong is the only option we have left. And there's a phrase from Denzel Washington that says, don't die before you're dead. On my side, that means that don't give up without even trying. So I want people to recognize that and keep that in their mindset. Giving up defines how weak we are. And people should know that challenges and disappointments will form part of our life. So we have to live our life, love it, and just learn from it. And maybe God will bless them too.
Vovo, some wise words. I may not be a youngster anymore, but I'll certainly take them. Where can we find your book very quickly?
The book is available in all bookstores, Exclusive Books, Bargain Books, and Fogarty. It is also an e-book at the UK, America, and Australia. I also have friends from India and China who has read the Miracle Girl book, and they say that they've recognized their own story in that book. So everyone can find the book everywhere, in all bookstores.
Miracle Girl by Sivose Tundubela. Vovo, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. We wish you all the best for 2021 and your upcoming plans. I foreseeth a bright future, my babe, and certainly look forward to following your journey.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thanks,
thank you
Vovo.
So much.
Vovo, thanks.
Cheers.
Inspiring.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.